This is the Table for Two edition of the Deliberate Talks podcast, and I'm your host, Dakshin Adyantaya, introducing you to individuals who make a difference in the world of marketing, entrepreneurship, and more every week. In today's episode, we are pivoting to the viral vortex of the digital world, a platform that redefines content consumption, one snackable video at a time. That's right, we're talking about TikTok. From the quirky dance videos to setting new songs, soaring up the charts, to engaging hashtag challenges that brings brand to spotlights, TikTok has undeniably been a powerhouse in shaping consumer behaviors. And as a marketer, the ability to decode these trends and understand why they matter so much and make a difference between viral success and fading into obscurity. So whether you're a TikTok pro or still figuring out what your brand should do, there's a lot more to learn from our guest, Ollie Hills, today. Ollie is the CEO of Nonsensical, a TikTok marketing agency. Ollie is also the board of governor at Ronald McDonald House Charity in Birmingham. Ollie via Nonsensical has grown his clients and community to over 1 million followers and has hit over 600 million views in the last 12 months. In our conversation with him today, we talk about the latest trends in TikTok and why they matter to marketers a lot. But before we get into it, here's a quick intro.
This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures.
Hello, Ollie. Glad to have you on the show today. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and thanks so much for having me on.
Super. And while we are going to learn a lot about TikTok today, let's warm up with asking you, if this podcast was a TikTok challenge, what would you call it?
It's a great question. I think it's got to be how to grill a CEO. Hopefully you'll be kind throughout the podcast. But yeah, it's always, I feel like I'm in the hot seat, so it's all good.
This is going to be a fun round. Don't worry about it. There's less of grilling, more of learning from you, because you do realize that TikTok is banned in India. So my only source of learning is you, and I can't grill you at this moment if I have to learn from you.
I know, it's such a shame that it's banned in India. I can't believe it. I mean, well, it could be banned in the US next, but we'll wait and see. But yeah, hopefully not.
Right. Awesome. So I'm simply going to begin with asking you, which are your favorite brands on TikTok and why do you like them so much?
Yeah, good question. So, I mean, kind of the original amazing brands on TikTok, everyone points to Ryanair, the airline. They're just absolutely genius. But I think what the good thing that Ryanair have is that they really understand their tone of voice. And their tone of voice is that they are not afraid to call out their customers. They're not afraid to be a bit tongue-in-cheek. And it doesn't work for everyone. So they have got that big advantage where they can take the piss a little bit. They can like kind of lean into that aspect of comedy and humor. Not all brands can, but Ryanair, exceptional. I like Duolingo. Duolingo were kind of like pioneers of the mascot, which was, yeah, absolutely exceptional. So they have an owl character that they've replicated, which again works extremely well for them.
Right. It's fascinating because a character is out there on Rage creating content for the brand. And, you know, we have all grown to hearing about the video strategy and content strategy where if you're in front of the camera as a brand, you better be professional, speak authentically. And, you know, the customers are judging you by basis the kind of content you're making. And here there are brands on TikTok, which is absolutely having fun and yet doing effective content, which is helping them grow. But, you know, there's another perception about TikTok where the easiest thing for a brand to do is collaborate with influencers. While it had its glory, what are your thoughts on content creation strategy for brands today as an agency owner? What do you recommend brands to successfully do to measure their, you know, success on this platform?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. There's so many ways you can play TikTok today. I think that's where the platform's really quite exciting. So if you think about, you can absolutely grow an organic TikTok account, i.e. create content on a daily basis or a couple of times a week, whatever it may be, post it onto your channel and try and build that kind of organic community. That's obviously one way of playing it. Influencers, like you recommended or suggested, is another way. So tap into creators that have already built a community and trust them to create content on behalf of your brand. But then you've got the likes of TikTok Shop. So if you're an e-commerce brand, actually you can lean into creating content that's very specific about products, with the kind of call to action to be purchase a product right here, right now through TikTok. And then you've actually got paid ads. So the ability actually to run very conversion heavy, ROI driven activity through TikTok, whether that be for kind of downloads, sales, website traffic, lead generation, whatever it may be. There are so many ways that you can play TikTok now that it's not just about building big communities. And you look at some of the biggest brands on TikTok from a kind of impact perspective, look at the likes of HiSmile or NatureSpell or Splash. These companies are using a combination of all of those things. That's working with influencers to talk about their product. It's creating content on their own channels that's entertaining and engaging and authentic to their brand. It's working with TikTok creators on the platform to sell their product using affiliate marketing. And then they support all of that with paid advertising and media spend to get the cut through they need. So it's the combination of strategies on TikTok that I find more interesting and exciting for brands rather than just you have to create content for your own channels.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, you just spoke about ad types and that's interesting because marketers normally chase ROI, right? It's not necessarily in form of engagement. But let's talk about sales because you touched upon it. And how effective is the platform been with regards to lead generation, conversions, or in-store footfalls as well? There have been a lot of case studies around how people have seen something on TikTok and, you know, gone to the store and purchased it or created videos there. Back it up with some maybe brand case studies which are doing it really well, you know, for marketers to understand how this works.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect question. So again, it all depends on what your goals are. The good thing about TikTok right now, and let's be brutally honest, they are a very new platform. Therefore, their whole thing is how do I get some advertising dollars and revenue for my chairman investors, all that kind of good stuff. So the incentive for brands is there because the cost to advertise is much cheaper than elsewhere. And they're doing that because they want brands to come over and advertise on their platform. So first thing is it's a lot cheaper at the moment to advertise on TikTok than elsewhere. I think the challenge that TikTok have is they're still very infant in their journey for advertising. So if you look at the likes of location targeting, it's not as strong as the likes of Meta or Google, where you can almost do postcode level targeting. TikTok is nowhere near that level of sophistication. But the thing that TikTok has on its favor, and it's what the whole app is built off, is how good the algorithm actually is. Right. And the algorithm is so good at learning about you as an individual based on your activity on the app. A brand can really tap into the power of the algorithm to make their targeting really work. So as an example, we have a couple of clients who are apps. So we created some very kind of authentic user-generated content. We worked with creators across the world, and they kind of start with an introduction, a bit of a hook. Then they go into explain what the app is. Very simply done. Almost looks a little bit budget, really, but that's, I guess, what TikTok's all about. And we were getting cost per download or cost per install of under £1, which is exceptional. Yeah. What we tend to find for the brands that we work with is your cost per impression is about 50% cheaper than Meta, generally, from what we see. We also see the click-through rate is much better as well. So the actual ability to drive traffic from TikTok onto websites, landing pages, whatever it may be. Now, the biggest challenge, and this is the biggest challenge that TikTok have, is their pixel is nowhere near as strong as the other platforms. So what we find is attribution on TikTok is very challenging. So that ability to spot, has someone seen an advert on TikTok and directly made a purchase or signed up to an email or whatever it may be. So what we often recommend for our clients is looking at post-purchase surveys. So what we found with one client we were working with, the TikTok ad platform was showing the cost per acquisition was twice as expensive as Meta. We were like, I just don't think that's the case. Like, it doesn't make sense that that is the case. What we then put in was we used a platform called KnoCommerce, and we introduced post-purchase surveys. So once someone had finished their checkout, it then just pops up and says, oh, where did you first hear about this brand, et cetera, et cetera. We found that we had a 45% completion rate of the survey, which is exceptional. Like, you wouldn't expect something to be so high. Mm-hmm. What we actually found was that 35% of all transactions on the website was activated because they saw the company either on TikTok from the ads or through influencer activity that we were running on TikTok. And it's insane. Like yeah. those stats are mind-blowingly different compared to what was actually being attributed. So the client was about to turn off the ads because it didn't look like they were working. Whereas actually when you got customers to say, where did you first hear about this?
Yeah.
That was what really drove that level of attribution. So yeah, if you are going into the world of TikTok ads, just be very careful about how you are attributing sales back or activity back to the activity you're running.
Right, right. Awesome. And you spoke about the algorithm part of it as well. You know, if I'm an individual or a marketer, you know, who's trying to create content, say from a B2B perspective or a personal branding or any of those sorts, which would eventually help the company in terms of, you know, the content that they're creating or posting on their respective social media platforms. A platform like TikTok, how do they actually slay the algorithm there and, you know, get a better reach, or how can they make their impression?
Yeah, good question. So the biggest difference with TikTok is it's an entertainment platform. It's not a social media platform. And the For You page, the page that you land on when you open the app, is a curated set of videos that TikTok thinks you will like.
Right.
It's not necessarily people that you follow or you've opted in to see their content. You will see that, obviously, but it is just a curated list of videos that TikTok thinks you will like based on how you interact on the platform.
Right.
So the types of hashtags that you engage with, the types of content that you search for, the types of videos that you watch more than once, the type of creators that you share, all of that stuff is tracked and it's an accurate reflection of what you're interested in. So my TikTok feed is full of Newcastle United Football Club, Lego, and right. stand-up comedy. And I often say to people, it's like, don't worry about the dating. Like, dating is really hard. If you're single, don't worry about dating. Just go up to people, swap phones, go on each other's TikTok for 2 minutes, scroll through, and you can cut out all the small talk because you'll know exactly what they're interested in just by scrolling through their TikTok account.
Right.
So that's important because your number one goal as an individual or a brand on TikTok is to train the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
That is all you have to worry about. So what happens is you create a piece of content and TikTok will show that piece of content to 200 to 300 people that TikTok believes will like it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're posting content that's about a different topic, a different subject, a different theme every day, TikTok's going to be like, who is this for? I've got no idea what your content's about. There's no consistency. So we always talk about being in the right talk. That's what we talk when we work with clients. And you've got to define what is your niche. So is it travel talk? Is it food talk? Is it restaurant talk? Is it Gen Z talk? Is it sewing talk? Like, who is it that you want to reach? Who is it that you want to see your content? Because what you need is for TikTok to place your content into the right people's feeds.
Right.
Because as soon as TikTok does that, your content will more likely resonate with that person. Your content more likely resonates, funnily enough, your videos will be watched for longer, your videos will likely be commented on, and your videos are likely to be shared. Now, if that happens, then TikTok says, oh, this video is great, it's getting a lot of engagement, I'm going to show it to more people, and more people, and more people.
Mm-hmm.
So most people's videos on TikTok will always sit between kind of 200 to 400 views. But that's because the algorithm has no idea what your content is about and where it should be placed. So the number one goal and the number one rule is be consistent and train TikTok relentlessly around who your audience is.
Right. And the other aspect of also TikTok, while you said about all the content specialization or, you know, finding your niche there. But, you know, the platform runs with music, the platform runs with hook steps and dance, and everything is also a major part of the platform where you see a lot of brands as well as creators create content there, right? Now, how are the latest dance trends on TikTok influencing the choices of music marketers in specific? And what lessons can be learned from their success and failure if I have to speak more niche towards music marketers?
Yeah, nice. So music is obviously what the app was built on. I mean, ByteDance bought Musical.ly and turned it into TikTok. That's how the app started. So there's interesting things here. So the first and foremost is for a music producer or people within music, you can literally create your songs So they work on TikTok. I read a really interesting article the other day which talked about how music industry has changed so much. Like before, you used to have these kind of 20, 30 second, if not minute long, slow building intros.
Right.
They don't work anymore. Like, you've got to be straight in. So artists are now creating content specifically with either lyrics or a beat in mind that people can tap into and create. Look at Lizzo with It's About Damn Time. Yeah. Like, that just transcended TikTok. But it was perfect for enabling people to create. Meghan Trainor is an unbelievable example where she releases music onto the platform and just creates content relentlessly using her own tracks and gets them out there. So it is the backbone. I don't think it is as important today for brands and general creators on TikTok to put music behind videos. It helps, but TikTok is transforming into a platform that, again, is all about entertainment, but also about education. So you are, or Gen Zs in particular, are now more likely to go on TikTok to search for things to do than they would on Google. So actually, it's moved away from this app that was known for trends and dancing, and it's moved now into a platform that people go for inspiration, education, entertainment, that is outside of music.
Right. Makes sense. And let's end this round of questions with some interesting facts and stats that is happening around in 2023 and marketers really need to know about when it comes to TikTok.
So I think the biggest one is that the average time spent on TikTok per day is 94 minutes, which is scary.
Right, really scary. Right.
If you think about your kind of your average rom-com or your series on Netflix, like you're in the realms of 94 minutes. So people are using it instead of TV. I think that is just so incredible. Another major stat is that 67% of users on TikTok are now over the age of 25. So while everyone used to think it was a big kind of app for kids dancing, that has shifted fundamentally away from the younger demographic or Gen Zs to now a real wider demographic as well. I mean, there's the obvious stats about kind of there's over a billion active users on the platform. I think that's an incredible stat. It's something like 44% of people who see something on TikTok will just once will go on to buy it. Cool. So actually TikTok's kind of positioning in the purchase journey is unreal. And that's where they're seeing huge success with TikTok Shop, because it's like, oh my God, I've seen this. This is great. You've got creators and influencers talking about this great product. Right. Oh, and now I can click it with one touch. Like, the competitors are actually the likes of Netflix and Amazon more so than Instagram and Facebook, which I find really fascinating.
Wow. Wow. That's tough there, Ollie. Great, great insights. And thank you so much for that. And that concludes the first round of questions. Now, things are going to get a little more faster, pacier, and this is where I get to grill you.
Yeah, you have to tell me off, because I love the sound of my own voice, so I ramble, obviously. So yeah, you'll have to tell me off if I'm not quick fire enough.
No problem with that. So we're moving into the rapid fire round of questions. Here's the toast for you. So ready for it?
Of course, I'm ready.
Right then. In 60 seconds, you need to tell me three good things about TikTok and three bad things about TikTok.
Oh, wow. Okay. So good things is, yeah, call it the happy place. So there's unbelievable ability to create content that makes people happy.
Right.
Learn on TikTok. You can go on there and learn whatever you like. My stepdad gets photography hacks on TikTok. My mother-in-law sends me cooking recipes. It's just the place to go. And the third thing for brands, I think there are so many different ways that you can play the platform. It is really exciting, whether that be kind of paid, organic, influencer, TikTok Shop. Opportunities are endless.
Yeah.
Three negatives. One, it's ridiculously addictive. So I spend all my time on there. And I should probably be doing other stuff like running the business. There will always be the issues around kind of content. It's a freedom of speech and people have interesting freedom of speech, right? So there is always stuff that you need to fact check and just make sure. And another negative. I think it's just so good. Because you could say, oh, like, there's negativity on there. But there's negativity on every platform. Like, Twitter's just full of hate. Facebook's just awful. Like, so that's more just a general problem with social media and commenting rather than just TikTok.
Right. Fair enough. In 50 seconds, what's one TikTok trend you wish you invented? And what would a twist that you would put on it to change it?
That is a jolly good question. So I love there's a trend that has, it was like, it's corn. Do you ever see this one? Like, it's corn. And it was this little lad that was doing a TV interview and he expressed his love for corn on the cob. It was absolutely genius. And it went absolutely viral. It went absolutely everywhere. And that little lad, bless him, actually ended up doing a branded partnership with an American food chain. I would love to have created that. So someone basically added some keyboard riff behind the tune, which was, yeah, just utter genius. I loved it.
Awesome. In 40 seconds, five brands that you want to work with and create TikTok videos for.
Oh, good question. So Newcastle United, obviously, big Newcastle United fan. Lego right. would be the absolute dream. I would love that. Grub Daddy, which is a sponge company. They do such amazing things. That's really fun. Nike, but most specifically Nike ID. I love the aspect of kind of personalization. So I think that'd be really fun. And the final one. So there's a local museum close to us called Black Country Living Museum. And they have about 1 million followers on TikTok. They're amazing. And they do loads of character-based stuff.
Super. Okay. In 30 seconds, three individuals everyone should follow on TikTok for their content.
Hayley Morris is just utter gold. She does loads of hilarious kind of female-led sketches. She's so funny. Cabby Lame, obviously the most followed person on TikTok, just an absolute genius. I'm gonna say me, follow me, I do TikTok tips.
Amazing. In 20 seconds, what's the strangest place that you've ever filmed a TikTok video and why did you choose it?
So we did a thing for a food delivery brand where we kayaked across Bristol Harbour. Which was utterly hilarious. So yeah, that was probably the weirdest place was, yeah, people kayaking across Bristol Harbour with some, it was actually takeaway curry. It was amazing.
Sweet, sweet. And finally, in 10 seconds, and we'll talk this more specific to India because you also have a connection here somewhere. When TikTok was a rage in India, there was a popular creator who fed into chicken leg piece and made popular videos just eating them, right? If you had the opportunity to become a creator like him, what would you replace chicken leg piece with?
I'm an absolute burger fiend. I just eat. If I was on a desert island, I could only eat one more thing for the rest of my life. It would just be burgers. I just love burgers. So yeah, I'd be the Burger King.
Awesome. Fab stuff. And that's a wrap, Ali. And thank you so much. This round was really fun. And also, thank you so much for being a part of the show. It's really insightful.
My pleasure.
Amazing insights, amazing stories to talk about there. I thoroughly enjoyed hosting you. I hope you had a good time too.
Yeah, no, it was great. Yeah, really enjoyed it. Those last questions put me on the spot a little bit, but managed to keep it. I was probably just out on some of them, but it wasn't too bad.
Not at all, not at all. You did great. Thank you so much and wishing you and Nonsensical always the best.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you having me on.
And with that, we come to the end of today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to all the audio and video channels of the Deliberate Talks podcast. Join me for another episode next week. Until then, be curious, be adventurous, and never stop learning. Cheers.